Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Good morning. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good this morning. How are you?
I'm good, too.
I love those little chuckles before every one.
Yes.
Good morning. Yes. Who else joined us? Is your morning going okay, Jeannie?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I just got up not too long ago, and we had a little storm last night, so I'm checking things outside.
Ooh.
Everything seems to be okay. We don't get that much rain up here in where I live in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
But they got a lot in town in Phoenix, according to the news. So.
Hmm. We're having a little heat wave here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was showing over 100 in some parts of Portland.
Oh, my.
So I'm cooling everything down by letting the cool breeze of the morning flow through here.
Yeah. I was thinking I might go deadhead my roses while it's a little cooler after a storm. I think it's in the 80s this morning, so that's good.
Oh, I think we're in the 60s, low 60s.
Ooh, I love it.
To start out with here, but it's going to climb. Let's see. Yep, we're below 60. That's our air conditioning for the day. Get it good and cool.
Yeah. Hoping to win this.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi.
Did you send down that recipe?
No.
Okay, just wondered if I missed it.
You promise I'll do that this morning.
You've been away. Is Ricky back?
No, he'll be back on Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I've got myself into too many little things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is right here in my pile.
Oh, I got disconnected for a minute. I might have to phase out a little bit if it gets too noisy because I have about 10 more minutes of driving. Okay.
I want to say which pile of recipes?
I know. He's got more than one.
I'm recording right now.
Well, this one's still in the magazine. So I was going to type it up, that corn and summer vegetable saute.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What issue was the roasted vegetables in? I need to go back to that one. You didn't type that one up, too, I don't think.
No, you mean the...
way back when that we were talking about the other day.
The rice fried vegetables?
The rice fried vegetables, yeah. The steam light one. Remember what that was?
No, this one's in Vegetarian Times. And it's it's the... Let me see. January, February 2008.
January, February
2008. Yeah, on the front it says, eat green, get lean.
I found okra yesterday, and I told the produce guy that people are eating it raw. He was shocked. I said, I'll let you know. I said, I have a recipe. If it's good, I'll bring you a copy. So I'm waiting to have a copy to give him.
Oh, okay. Well, this one was sautéed a little bit.
Okay.
But I threw some in my salad last night. It was really good because I had three left.
Uh-huh.
And I chopped up some tomatoes. I had these two big, beautiful tomatoes that I've been watching ripen on the counter. So I chopped that up. I chopped up the three okras. And I put one of those little pickling cucumbers. I peeled that and chopped that up in there. And then I just put it on some greens.
Mm.
And I didn't even put dressing on it now that I think about it.
You forgot.
I forgot.
Go back.
I do have some left over.
Sometimes you just don't need dressing.
Yeah, yeah. But it was really good. It's kind of a, when you chew it raw, well, I guess it's like that when it's cooked too, it kind of goes into a little mush kind of thing, which is good. I liked it.
Shaw, you'll love this. I made the eggplant parm last night with that cheese that Marty had picked up, and our son was also here for dinner, and they both liked it. The cheese did not melt a lot, but I forgot when I turn off the timer on my oven that it also turns off the oven because I was also making rice that I was timing. So the oven was off for without me realizing it for probably an hour. But it was cooked, and the cheese was a little bit soft, so but it didn't melt like we expect cheese.
Yeah.
But it was a dough.
Good. You know, they can be a different taste. It doesn't have to be exactly the same thing.
Murray wanted to know what was on top, and I said, it's not dairy cheese, which he knew. And he said, you mean it's fake cheese, Mom? I said, well, it's made out of soy. And I said, last time we had cheese that was made out of almonds. And, you know, this is a new territory for him. But he took it. I said, you don't have to eat it. No, I don't want to hurt your feelings, Mom. I said, yeah, don't worry about it. He liked it. And then Marty tasted it. He said, So he's a happy camper. We use the eggplants in the garden, and so he's happy. And Murray thought it was garlic on top because that's kind of what they look like.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, you could put garlic on it. I said, you're right, the next time. But I had the garlic I made, I put in the rice. And you're right, when you do it, when you hit it with a knife on the side, it does help take the stuff off also.
Yeah.
Hi, Doc.
Go ahead, Pete.
This is Dottie.
Good morning.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. I tried Shaw's recipe that you sent down, that broccoli polenta.
Yeah.
And I made my own sauce with, you know, the tomatoes and basil and oregano. There wasn't anything else in it, and just plain sauce, and I put that over it. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't stop eating it. My husband loved it. He thought it was really good.
Oh. Well, now I'm going to have to try it with a sauce.
Oh,
I made it too last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and I just ate it plain with my salad.
Oh,
good.
What was your sauce again, Daddy?
Excuse me?
Was your sauce again?
I just made, crushed tomatoes and diced tomatoes with basil, you know, fresh basil I had, and oregano, parsley, garlic, and I'm trying to think of what else I had in there. But anyways, and I just put it on the crock pot and just let it cook all day.
Oh. And,
oh,
well, or separately?
Separately.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, the sauce I made separate in the crock pot, and then the polenta I just made up, and I couldn't wait to eat it. I put it in a bowl, and when my husband came home, I just cut it up for him and put it in a dish tray, you know, and then I just put the sauce on the top, and oh my goodness, it was awesome. It was so good. I have a little bit left, so I'm going to have that for lunch today. I can't wait. And the eggplant, I do have eggplant. I was going to make eggplant now that I have the sauce already made up. And I bought rice mozzarella.
Okay. The one I have is mozzarella.
I've never used it before. Has anybody used a rice mozzarella?
I believe I have. It's just been a long time.
Did you cut it at all yet?
Not yet.
The soy one was it was almost the texture of soy of tofu.
Oh, really?
We were just cutting it up.
This here looks like a bar.
Yeah, that's what mine was, but when I started to cut it to put on top of the eggplant, I was shocked at the texture.
Ah.
It was really very similar to what I would think tofu would be.
Ah. And I also had some in my refrigerator, which I didn't realize, slices of mozzarella.
Mm.
That, you know, the soy mozzarella, but it was in like a slice, so you could actually put it on a pita or something and make your own little pizzas that way.
Mm.
Yeah. I haven't, so I'm going to experiment with that today.
Good.
I'm going to try a recipe for a cheesy cheese I saw online. And then the blondes all went after that, and everybody seemed to love it. So I thought maybe that would be good. Put it on, they said pizza, lasagna, nachos. So I'll let you know how that one is.
Good. Cheesy cheese?
It's called cheesy cheese, and you cook it. It has nutritional yeast and tomatoes and lemon, the different things. I was so impressed with Char's recipe for the Caesar salad dressing. Oh, so good. And it's happy nutritious yeast. So I'm hopeful with this one.
Okay, I missed where that was, where you found that recipe. Cheesy cheese.
Cheesy cheese. I don't know. It was online on some vegetarian thing. So I printed it off, and I'll try it today, and if it's good, I'll send the recipe down.
Okay. I saw it someplace a long time ago, but I haven't seen it for a while, and I was looking for it. That's why. But I'm sure what I saw was in hard print someplace.
Yeah.
In a book. So, but that's probably good.
Online.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I looked up nutritional yeast online. The definition, because I'm just so curious as to what it is. Kind of afraid of it being a new product for me. But it went on about how people sprinkle it on food like Parmesan cheese, and it's nutritious and it's not an active yeast. It's a non-active yeast.
Right.
So I thought, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, we've had Mary Jane. She's not been on because she broke her knee. But I sprinkled it on salad and just different dishes, just like you would any other cheese. And she said it gives a really nutty flavor. And I keep forgetting to do it, even though I put it in a dish setting out where I covered dish setting out where I can just scoop it out and do that. And I still keep forgetting to do it.
Did anybody see Oprah yesterday?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, Dr. Azan, I know it was a repeat, although it's amazing how when you're in a different place, I don't remember 90% of the program. It was really excellent as usual on anti-aging, part two. It was just a really good program.
What did anything specific stand out to you?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Keep talking and I'll think about it. Because, yeah, I was sort of falling asleep, and I thought, now that's ridiculous. Either watch it or go to bed. So I decided, okay, if I floss my teeth, then that'll keep me awake enough to watch it. They started out with a couple. He had, I think, like, oh, gosh, was it 68% body fat? He had gained 100 pounds, and it was just unbelievable. And I mean, Oz even said to him, if you had a friend, he walked into a restaurant where the husband and wife were, she had, I think, maybe 50-some percent body fat. And he and Royson sat down at the restaurant, and so the guy said to him, so are you going to follow us around from restaurant to restaurant when we eat? But he put them on his plan, and the guy had French fries in front of him, and they sat down, and Oz said to him, if you had a friend looking like you do who was eating this, would you say something? And, you know, it just makes people a little bit more aware. And he came back three or six months later, I think it was, the two of them lost, I think he lost like 7 inches in his waist and looked amazingly like a different person, both of them. They had both dropped, you know, he especially dropped a significant amount. And Oprah even said, why do men lose faster and more? And it's the muscle mass and the hormones. You know, even in McDougall, he addressed this in one of the books I was reading, that there's no question that men do lose faster and more. So it was an interesting program.
McDougall, I viewed McDougall's late night program that I had taped last night because it was coming on again at 1:30 a.m. this morning, and so I wanted to put the same tape back in to run. And strangely enough, he was interviewing a guy that was, I think, over 500 pounds and some when he started, and he had lost 125. He was a stand-up comedian, and it showed clips of him doing comedy, and a lot of it around the size of him when he was at his maximum weight. And he was asking questions of him, you know, how did you feel about this, and you know, some of the things that took place. And again, it was interesting. It was very interesting to, you know, hear the answers, not unlike what you would think as to how they felt. He still had like about, I think he said 125 pounds to go. I can't remember how much he'd lost, but a lot. And he was a very, very large man anyway. I don't know how tall, but he looked very, very tall. So I was also viewing something on the news where they were going to close down a children's camp because the facility was not safe. It hadn't met the standards and so forth. And it showed the children that were there. And I looked at that, the numbers that were obese and or overweight. And I thought, how sad, how incredibly sad. And a few of them that they talked to that were very large for their age. And thought, you know, this is not good. As we all know, this is not good. So
it makes me wonder, I'll bet it's a camp where they serve them lunch, what they're serving them.
Actually, it was a sports camp. Yeah, I don't know. It was a sports camp.
Oh.
But trying to do something, I don't know, specifically they didn't address if they were trying to do anything about that. They were talking about the conditions of it, but it was, you know, the number of children. And I was thinking at the same time, this is a sports camp. These are kids that have gone because they're active in sports. My goodness. And they're, you know, wanting to do it. They're not the you know, computer geek. It's not a computer geek camp where they just do nothing but sit, or that's their interest level. The kids that would sign up for that, of course, would be interested in outdoor sports. I don't know.
Or the parents want them to be there.
Well, that's true, too, but usually, you know, for a camp, the kids are having something to say about it, and they were all very joyful and, you know, acting like they didn't look like they were put there, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on the M&J show this morning, they were showing, again, eat this for that, and showing the amount of calories and fat you're getting in restaurant foods. They did a Chinese, French, Mexican, and I forget the fourth one. But one at the French restaurant, if you eat, she said, just this number of calories at one meal every week, you will gain 22 pounds in a year, which is equivalent to 88 sticks of butter that is the fat that you will be putting in your body in 1 year. 22 pounds equals 88 sticks of butter of fat with just that one meal every week that you don't get rid of by exercise.
You don't have to guess why it's on the increase, do you? It's very scientific when you get the numbers and you look at it.
I had a client yesterday who was telling me her doctor told her she needed to lose weight because she has high blood pressure. And I asked her, did the doctor tell you how to lose weight? And she said, well, no, he didn't. He just told me I needed to lose weight. And she was really sad. And she said, it's hard. I don't know what to do. It's so hard. And she just kept saying, it's so hard. I can't have my rice anymore. I said, well, what do you miss the most? And she said, tortillas. And I said, so have some whole wheat tortillas. And she said, but I can't. So then I told her, I said, you can have your rice. You're not filling it full of fat. It's nutrition. Just make it brown rice. And she goes, I can. I can have that. So she had no clue how to eat. But by giving her a couple of ideas, she started to feel free. It was really interesting. kind of scary to think of the way people have to think that they have to live to diet. They just don't have a clue how to do it.
There's so many different modalities out there coming at you, try this, try this, try this. And unless people are given something concrete that's sensible, they, you know, who knows what. I have a friend who keeps saying it's common sense, but it really isn't. You need the education, and that's why these calls are so important.
Well, it's not common sense because we have been inundated with a whole different psychology
mm-hmm.
and a different way of thinking because of what we're given, and that has now become common sense to us because that's the only thing that people are hearing and know and what they're surrounded by. Or in the industry of food. And so, you know, what to our ancestors would have been common sense is no more commonplace. It's not there unless you go looking for it or you get on a different track. So, you know, it's just like if we were in a different culture, what would be common sense? Well, that's changed in our culture so dramatically
mm-hmm.
with everything that's around us. It's almost like we're living on two different planets, and we are this way. The rest of the population, what they are accustomed to, is so foreign. And we had Denny's friend over here. It was a perfect example. He sat here and sampled everything that was in my refrigerators. I think I missed two dishes. And by the time he got through sampling them, he'd ask for a little bit more of one of them. So I gave him a very small bowl. It was like a bowl. He had a whole meal just in sampling because I had so many things going on in the refrigerator, either parts of or a full dish that could be combined different ways. And he says, I am completely full. I've had a whole meal. And I said, yeah, you probably have had equal to a whole meal. And he loved every one of them. He said, there isn't one of those dishes there that I wouldn't eat. Well, he's a single guy, and his next comment was, but would I do them? And I said, you know what, you can start out with some of the stuff that's prepared. I handed him the simple recipe with the broccoli and the cornmeal. He goes, I can do that one. I said, you can do a whole lot more of them, Gary, too, by doing what Mary McDougall does instead of starting with, you know, the beans that are dried, which he would not do at this time. I said, you can start with them canned, and you can put stuff together in 10 to 15 minutes, and it's going to be so much better than where you are right now and what you're doing. So the gradual steps of moving people in that direction and making it easy, and I can definitely see the reasons behind Mary McDougall's recipes starting out the way they do, because it has to be something that people will grasp and go ahead and do that's at least close enough to what they have been doing that they can make the transition.
Just getting back to Brenda's customer again, we know, we've talked about this on our calls before, that doctors are not the sources of nutrition for people. They even if they hand you a diet, that's really as far as they can go because they don't know nutrition. We are so far ahead of what they know on these calls.
I had a question, and this is sort of on what we're talking about. I have some basmati organic rice. Product of India and all, and on every recipe in the bag, when it says about cooking the rice, it says add a tablespoon of oil. And I just wondered, I have been using the regular brown rice, and this, as I said, is the basmati organic brown rice. Do I have to add oil to the rice?
Definitely not.
Okay, so it'll come out all right then otherwise.
I've not added any oil to any of the rices that I've been cooking, so, and I've had absolutely no problem, so.
Okay.
It just adds a little of the butter taste if you add butter, or separation of the rice, but the basmati separates by itself. It's added calories that's not needed, and added fat that's not needed.
Yeah, you can use herbs or anything else instead to give a flavor. We do not have to. And the flavor of herbs is going to be much better or more flavor than the oil is going to give. At least that's the way I see it.
Well, I had never seen, you know, I have never cooked basmati rice, and I had never seen it it was just in every recipe that came with the bag of rice. And that's why I thought, well, gee, maybe this is to make the rice come out, you know, like I normally do with my regular brown rice. I need to add that oil, and I just wanted to find out if anybody knew, which is great. I don't want to put the oil in it. Thank you.
I just remembered something pretty dramatic from yesterday's show. This couple, he all of a sudden was having some kind of symptoms, which I don't remember, but he went to his cardiologist, and he found one of his arteries was 100% blockage. Three arteries, actually, needed to be replaced. And so his cardiologist called Oz, who also is a cardiologist, and Oz said, normally, if I did not feel confident that he was doing something right now, I would have said, yes, operate immediately. And I said that since I knew that he was on this program, I told them to wait. And this guy is off of his blood pressure meds. He's a diabetic. He's no longer diabetic. And his cholesterol, he's finished, no meds. And his arteries have cleared just from diet and changing your lifestyle with exercise, diet. He also wanted them to do Qigong, you know, because the wife was under a lot of stress. So, you know, it's a combination approach that we talk about on these calls. But that was really, I hope that hit home with a lot of people who are watching, thinking, you know, I have to go get surgery. I have to be on drugs. I have to do this, da-da. Change your lifestyle and see what happens.
Yeah, the other thing that was on that call was about the vitamins. Remember, Nancy, that he talked about what vitamins that you should be taking?
Yes.
And he went through them all, and apparently vitamin D is very, very important.
Oh, yeah.
But even 15 minutes out in the sun, you get 10,000 units.
Right, we got yesterday. Yeah.
That was very good to know. I mean, it's only 15 minutes if you
right.
get sun.
Right.
It's not like you have to be out there for hours, you know.
Right, and those of us living in the north, you know, can't get it for 6 months a year.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I guess it was right. How did they pronounce ABCDE? ABCDE, those were the vitamins that you should have.
Right.
Made it very simple to think about. Yeah. And in our vitamins, you know, the woman's vitamins, even if you don't get the whole package with the oil one and everything, you know, it has all those good vitamins in there.
That's why I go in the sun every day, Donnie. And not every day, but certainly 3, 4, 5 times a week, I get my 15, 20 minutes.
I went to a wellness expo in the Bay Area in Sunnyvale last weekend where they had the medical panel. We're fortunate in this area because there are a lot of medical personnel in NECAN. And they had, it was on children, and Dr. B spoke, and he's a past pediatrician from Russia. Anybody has ever met him. Then he went into holistic medicine and nature pathology because the medicine, giving kids drugs, wasn't making it for him. He didn't like that. And it was pretty funny. He's very intelligent, full of information. But basically what he said at that wellness expo was, we're giving our kids a bunch of junk to eat. They're sitting in front of computers getting the EMF all day long, all of their cell phones, computers. What does an 8-year-old need a cell phone for anyway, to be on all the time? He was comical but real. Get them outside to play, to exercise, to run around. Get the kids away from all of these little gadgets where they sit around and eat all day long. Quit giving them garbage to eat. Start putting some nutrition in them. Let them get some good, healthy water, and our kids will quit being sick as much. So it was a very, very good expo. There was a lot on autism and hyperactivity of children, and a huge amount of benefits from people there with their children who had
gone from extreme autism to mild autism just from changing their lifestyle. It was amazing. And they recorded that, and they said it would be dispersed all over North America soon.
Wow.
So when you see it, buy that DVD or whatever and listen to it, because it actually just about brought me to tears hearing some of those success stories from these children.
Was that an all-day thing, Brenda?
No, it was a two-hour thing, and they did it twice. They repeated it.
Oh.
So that they could have more people there. But I don't know. I know people who even, their hands just throw up because they don't know what to do with their kids, and their teachers are telling them to put their kids on medication because they're too busy. And so I believe this is going to be a very good tool, this recording. So anyway, is there any other things on your mind, people?
Just that we're getting close to the rhythm again. That's what I'm thinking about. And we've got a call this morning from corporate. So let's see, is there a call tonight? Is it every Wednesday night or every other Wednesday night? I'm just drawing a blank right this second.
First three Wednesdays.
So first three Wednesdays. Thank you.
Yeah, one's on retailing, one's on recruiting, and one's on, what's the other R? Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Recruiting. Oh, I'm drawing total blank here this morning.
All right. Tonight, I think they're going to discuss further what the kickoff call was about, the incentives.
Yes.
And I think Pat and the McTerrys are going to be on.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Very good. So we need to align people to come, because there is going to be something offered that day that there is not going to be available except at the launches. So I know they reinforced that to us. We don't know what, but something is going to take place that day that's for the event.
Well, I'm excited about it. That'll be cool.
I'm ready too. I'm also ready to get my breakfast.
I have a question. Does anybody know if there's any products that Nikan has that would help someone that has hearing loss as far as the high frequency?
We had that with the pillow, and when they started using the pillow, that he could hear the birds sing after, I don't know how long it was. Can't remember the time frame, but that opened up. We also had a gentleman that took the clipping. He cut the curve off the tip of the mag step, and acting stupid, he hung it over his ear, and he decided to leave it there when he was at home to see if it worked, and he had results with that. So there's a couple for you. I would definitely use the pillow. I know our son had the ringing in the ears, and he was not using the pillow. This is when he was 22, 23 years old. I did not even know he'd gone to the doctor for it. The doctor told him, he said, absolutely nothing you can do for it. You'll live with it the rest of your life. And he didn't like the pillow, so he wouldn't use it. And after someone else that didn't like the pillow in our group that kept complaining about too hard,
got it out. I mean, this guy had even taken the bricks out of, or the tiles out, I shouldn't say bricks, but the tiles out of it that absorbed the heat from the head. He got his down off the shelf and started using it, and then gave his testimony. I can't remember exactly what his was related to, but something. And I'm not sure it was hearing. But anyway, our son got his off the shelf and decided, unbeknownst to us, I mean, he never said any of these things to us because, you know, that would be admitting to something. But anyway, he got it off the shelf and used it, and a couple weeks later, he got up and he told his testimony, and he goes, hey, the ringing in the ears that the doctor said would be there the rest of my life is gone. I don't have to deal with it. So, you know, don't underestimate the power of our product. We never know. The least that can happen is nothing. And guess what? When you've already got them, or if you want to try them, it's a pretty easy thing to do. How often do people get prescriptions that don't fulfill what they're supposed to be doing? Extremely often.
Yeah. I was just wondering if the Kinko's, the Kinko Wave, I should say, isn't that the regenerator thing? I know that the inner ear, I don't think much to do with it.
Well, you know, we didn't have those products or that product when I'm talking about testimony, so who knows? And we could search the, if someone's got the latest one or even anything that's relatively late since that product's come out, the testimonies on the Wellness Consultant CD resource.
Yeah.
And then the and I have not subscribed to that late, and I need to get back on it. The one that Nancy uses.
Tri-Pillars,
yes. You could send that question in to them, and you'd probably get an answer back. And I think it's still like a dollar a month or something ridiculous.
And if you sign up for something, you get something else. And yeah, sometimes it runs a freebie thing. It's 12 hours for straight, yeah.
Maybe you should send that out, Nancy, and both Mary Lou and I get it, and we send it down and just leave it available for people. So you know, we've used all these things in the past, and we've used it.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody else might have a different answer. Not me washing clothes or the dishes.
Hey, well, I'm going to have to get going. I've got some traffic coming up.
Oh, Brenda's driving.
She's driving. Brenda's done. I'm going to hang up so you guys don't have to hear me driving.
Well, I didn't mean to be blunt. I didn't realize you were driving. It's probably
no,
just the window. It wasn't that.
No, it wasn't. So. It's a rough road I'm on, so I need to get off of the road.
Well, I think we're past our time anyway, Brenda, and it was a great call, so.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to get my son to a counseling class for college, and I'm getting lost.
Well, thank you for your commitment to it, because we appreciate that. All of us do. So thank you immensely.
Thank you. So I'm going to just say thank you, everybody, for calling. And if you have anything else to keep talking about, please do. I've enjoyed being here today.
Well, thank you, and I need to run, too, so I'm going to say goodbye also.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.